Today is Yud Aleph Nissan, the birthday of the Rebbe Zal Gesund Sein, and the Tanya for today is in Peirik Lamed Tes, in Peirik 39, page 106, the number at the top of the page, 196, the number at the bottom of the page. And we are one-third of the page down at the period. The Alter Rebbe was saying that a mitzvah that is done without kavana, meaning without fear and love, doesn't have the ability to rise and to connect to the holiness, to the godliness that is in the world of Yetzirah, where the mitzvah is supposed to connect, is supposed to reach. Rather, it rises only to the world and the external condition of the world, which is called Elam HaPirud. It is a condition separate from God's oneness, because without love and fear, without kavana, the mitzvah can't rise and stand before God. Now the Alter Rebbe says, V'hainu afilu im einei esik sholei lishmo mamosh lishum eze pniyach asushol. When we say that the mitzvah performed without kavana, without love and fear, can't connect to the godliness in the world of Yetzirah and rises only to the world of Yetzirah, this mitzvah without kavana doesn't mean that he has a negative kavana, that he's doing the mitzvah for an ulterior motive. It means merely that he doesn't have love and fear, but he has no negative kavana either. Elo k'meisha kosuv v'tihi yirosom esi mitzvah anoshim melumodu. It is rather a habitual fear, a habitual devotion to God, but not an aroused or experienced love and fear of God that motivates the performance of the mitzvahs. And that's called without kavan. Pirush machmas hergel shohurgel mikat nusei, that his love, his fear of God, is a habit with, in which he was habituated as a child. Shehergilei velimdei aviv v'rabbei, because his father and his teacher got him into the habit and trained him liras Hashem mula avdei, to fear God and to serve Him. Not only to do mitzvahs. A father doesn't train his child to do mitzvahs, he trains his child to obey God, to serve God, so that even a mitzvah that the father never taught him, when the son learns about it, learns of that new mitzvah, he will do that mitzvah as well, because he is trained to fear God and to serve God. And yet, this is called shalei lishma, this is called without love and fear, because he didn't arouse in the heart a love and fear. This fear that he has is a trained and habitual one. V'einei esik lishma mamosh, and therefore it is considered not lishma, not for the sake of cleaving to God. Ki lishma mamosh, because what would be a mitzvah performed lishma for its own sake? I efsher belei hesederu es dechilu rechimu hativim al kol pona. To perform a mitzvah for its own sake is not possible without first arousing a fear and a love, at least on the level of the natural and inborn love and fear. But it has to be aroused. Lahetzion, in order to bring the love and the fear, to bring them, mehester halev el hagilui, from the concealment in the heart to a state of revealed love and fear. B'mayach v'talumes libe al kolpon, in his head and in the recesses of the heart, at least, at the very least. In other words, we're talking here about a person who doesn't have the ability to arouse love and fear as a result of his understanding and comprehension of the greatness of God. Instead, we're talking about a person who is capable only of bringing out the natural and inborn love and fear that every Jew has, that remains hidden in the heart unless it is aroused. By arousing that love and fear, he brings it not to a state of actual emotion, the emotion of love and the emotion of fear, but rather he brings it to the state where he senses in the mind this love and this fear, and he feels it in the heart somewhere, but it is not revealed and an active expression of love and fear, but rather an experience within himself. That's called talumes libe. So at the very least, he needs to have that kind of love and fear in order for the mitzvah to be considered lishma for its own sake. Ki kamei she'ein adam eisei davar bishvil chaveri. Because just as in this world, a person doesn't do something for his friend, lemales ritzeinei, with the intention of fulfilling his friend's will, with no ulterior motives, elaim kein ehavei eyori mimenu, unless he loves his friend or fears his friend. But if he neither loves him nor fears him, and yet he is doing something for his friend, we have to assume that there is an ulterior motive. It is not merely the desire to fulfill his friend's will, but that there is a will of his own that he wants to fulfill in doing his friend a favor. Whereas if there is a love and a fear of the friend, then we could say that out of love for his friend, he wants to do this favor so that his friend has what his friend wants. And that's called lishma. Kach I efshel la'aseis lishma yizbarich be'emes. The same is true also of our service of God, that it's impossible to do a mitzvah for his sake, l'malis v'tzeinei levad, to fulfill God's will alone, without any ulterior motives. This can't be done, b'liz zichrein v'hiseiris avosei v'yirosei klal, without remembering and arousing his love and his fear at all, b'meichei u'machshavtei v'talumeis libe al kolponim, in his mind, in his thought, and in the hidden part of the heart, at the very least. So, without this love and fear, even though he has no ulterior motives, but he's doing it out of habit itself, out of habit alone, that is not considered a mitzvah that can rise, that can fly upwards and connect with the godliness of the world of Yetzirah, because it is not considered lishma. The only time it can be lishma is if there is a love and a fear, either a love and fear that is produced by a comprehension of God's greatness, or a love and fear that is the result of arousing that natural love and fear that every Jew has. Gam ava levado, another thing, another consideration in performing mitzvahs properly, is that love itself eina nikra b'shem aveda. When a person does mitzvahs with love alone, only out of love, without fear, b'li yiratato l'poches, without at least the lower level of fear, then it is not called aveda. It may be called lishma, because he's doing it out of love for God, but if he experiences only love and not fear, then that aveda, that service of God, would not be called a true aveda at all. It is lishma, it's a mitzvah performed for its own sake, but this is not called serving. Because without the fear, at least the lower level of fear, the mitzvah is not a service, as we'll explain later. Shehi misuteres belev kol Yisrael kameshikosav lekamon, and this fear also is hidden within the heart of every Jew, as we will explain a little later on. So concerning a mitzvah performed lishma, the Rebbe says that just as a person cannot do a favor for his friend with the only motivation being that he wants to fulfill his friend's will, that would be called lishma, unless he either loves his friend or fears him. If he has either love or fear, then the favor that he does for him is lishma, because he's doing it for his friend's sake. He's doing it to fulfill his friend's will. But without love or fear, then the mitzvah is not lishma. And when it's not lishma, then it doesn't fly upwards and it doesn't rise, and it doesn't connect to the godliness in the world of Yetzirah, but remains only in the chambers, in the external part of the world of Yetzirah. The connection between today's Tanya and the day, the birthday of the Rebbe Zolgensman Zayin, Yud Aleph Nissan, will become clear after we take a look also in the Hayyim Yom of today. In the Hayyim Yom, the Rebbe writes that on the day of a birthday, it is incumbent on the person to be alone with himself and to arouse his memories, to call forth his memories and to consider them. And those that need to be fixed, he should do tshuva and fix them. The idea of being alone with oneself, his bedidus, does not necessarily mean that he has to hide away at a mountaintop or in a cave someplace to be by himself. It means rather that a person can either be considering, when he looks at himself, he can either be considering his role and his position and his function in society, or he can be considering his self, his natural born condition, himself as an individual. On the day of a birthday, a person has to consider himself as an individual, and that's the being alone, and then he has to bring forth his memories and contemplate them and fix what needs to be fixed. Here in Tanya also, the Rebbe says that in order to do a mitzvah lishma, it can't be done unless you bring forth zichrin, the memory, the hesedidus, and the arousal of his love and fear that he has for God. Because he's talking here in Tanya about a love and a fear with which a person is born, with which every Jew is born, and at the very least, he brings forth this love and fear by remembering it, by recalling it. He's not creating it because he is born with it, and all he has to do is remember it. So the Rebbe says that on a birthday, you have to call forth your memories. Your memories being those traits, those characteristics with which you are born, that in some way, obviously, will dictate what your role will be and what your mission will be on earth. Because based on the characteristics necessary to do your job and to fulfill your mission on earth, those are the characteristics you are given at birth. Now, obviously, for us, we are born with one set of talents, and the Rebbe, being born to be a Rebbe, is born with a whole different set of talents. But the whole idea of celebrating a birthday is really a rather new idea. Most people are not familiar with this tradition, with this custom of celebrating the birthday of a tzaddik or the birthday of a Rebbe. Even in previous generations of Lubavitcher Rabbeim, the custom was not well known and was not prominent. And yet in our generation, with the Rebbe Shlita, the celebration of the birthday has become a very integral part of Hasidic life. The idea might be that there are two ways that a person can understand his relationship to a Rebbe. One is a rather formal and social role. Obviously, you can't have Hasidim without a Rebbe. A group has to have a leader. In our case, the leader is a spiritual leader, a pnimizdik, a spiritual leader. And every generation has to have, of Hasidim has to have its Rebbe. And so there can be a devotion that a Hasid feels to the Rebbe because of the role, the formal role of a Rebbe. And he is in the formal role of a Chassid. And so the Chassid relates to the Rebbe a certain way because that's the role of the Chassid in relation to the role of the Rebbe. So it's almost an organizational thing. It's almost a formalized thing that has to do not so much with the individual as with the concept and the notion of the structure of a people or of a community in Yiddishkeit. Then there's also the idea that the individual himself, the individual person who is the Rebbe of this generation, the chassid of this generation, has to be connected and devoted to him as an individual, not merely as the person who happens to be occupying the role of Rebbe. Celebrating the birthday of the Rebbe takes us beyond and to a level prior to the time when the Rebbe formally took on the role of Rebbe. In other words, before Yitzhak, when the Rebbe formally became Rebbe, when he was first born, when his being Rebbe was not yet formalized, was not yet revealed, even then the Chassid celebrates the Rebbe's birthday, because the Chassid is connected to the Rebbe, and we should be connected to the Rebbe on an individual basis, to this particular individual who is our Rebbe, but not only in a formal sense and in a communal sense, but also on an individual level. And maybe that's the reason or an explanation as to why the Rebbe makes a Fabrengen on the day of his birthday, when the day of a birthday is supposed to be a day of introspection and of his Badudus and separateness, because the Rebbe and Hasidim are connected on the level also of the birthday, so that the Rebbe being with Chassidim and Fabrengen with Chassidim is being by himself and with himself. Because the connection of the Rebbe to Chassidim does not begin on the formal level, which is represented by Yitzhak, but begins on the very basic individual level, which is represented by Yud Aleph Nissen. So we should express our bracha to the Rebbe, both orally and in writing, if we have a chance, that the Rebbe should be healthy and strong, and that he and the Rebbetzin together should see a lot of nachas, that the Rebbe should be able to affect us and bring us to the level that he wants to bring us to, that we should be capable and ready of not only receiving Mashiach, but bringing Mashiach, as the Rebbe demands of us, that the Rebbe should have from his Chassidim and with his Chassidim together what the Rebbe wants for all of us, the coming of Mashiach, and the Rebbe should lead us out of Golos b'mheira b'yameinu mamash.